All right, let's go ahead and read this one, and we'll have Rick. Good to have you on, Rick. How goes it?
Good.
How's Kathy doing?
Kathy's doing great. She's just getting coffee. She'll be here quick.
All right. Sweet. All right.
Just came in from the shop, so I'm a little grimy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just going to read this article here, Rick, and then we'll get into our discussion. On September 25th, Peter Sawinski, the director of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial in Poland, wrote an open letter asking Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari to pardon 13-year-old Omar Farouk for the crime of blasphemy or publicly insulting Allah. He purportedly committed during a dispute with a friend. However, if it turns out that the words of this child absolutely require 120 months of imprisonment, and even if you are not able to change that, the director wrote, I suggest that in place of the child, 120 adult volunteers from all over the world, gathered by us, myself personally among them, should each serve a month in a Nigerian prison. In total, the price for the child's transgression will be the same, and we will avoid the worst, Sawinski continued. In August, a Sharia court in Kano, Nigeria's second largest city, located in the predominantly Muslim northern region of the country, sentenced the boy to 10 years forced hard labor in prison. In one-third of Nigeria's 36 states, Islamic Sharia law, which allows capital punishment for the crime of blasphemy, is in effect. Sawinski said he hoped that an appeal to show Farouk mercy might resonate with the Nigerian leader who visited the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial in 2018 to pay his respects to victims of the Holocaust. As the director of the Auschwitz Memorial that commemorates the victims and preserves the remains of the German Nazi concentration and extermination camp, where children were imprisoned and murdered, I cannot remain indifferent to this disgraceful sentence for humanity, Sawinski wrote in his letter. I'm just going to pause there for a second. So this is his response is, I cannot remain indifferent. And so we're going to hear what he does here, but you can see that he's not just interested in writing a note and saying, this is injustice, this is not right. He's going to actually make a suggestion of personally involving himself into this story. Transformation is what we're going to hear that this person's offering. The boy should not be subjected to the loss of the entirety of his youth, be deprived of opportunities and stigmatized physically, emotionally, and educationally for the rest of his life, Sawinski added, arguing that whatever the boy said, just because of his age, he cannot be held fully responsible. Salihu Tonko Yakasia, a special advisor to Kano's governor, said that the position of the state government aligned with the decision of the Sharia court. But on the federal level, the president has the power to pardon the boy, remarked Babo Jibo Ibrahim, a spokesman for the Kano state judiciary. Farouk's lawyer, Kolo Alapini, appealed the sentence, which he claims violates the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Children, as well as Nigeria's own constitution that guarantees citizens rights to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and expression. Human rights advocates around the world have also condemned the Sharia court decision. UNICEF's representative in Nigeria, Peter Hawkins, filed an official protest with Buhari, reminding him that Nigeria has signed child rights treaties that the Kano state court judgment abrogated. Reflecting on the willingness of more than 120 people to go to prison in place of Farouk so he might be forgiven and freed, Sawinski said, we are really impressed by the humanity around us. Now we have to see if it will be enough to get freedom to this very, very young kid. So, yeah, really interesting story there. I don't know. Had any of you heard this story before it was shared?
Oh, I read it the other day, and I wasn't quite sure. Did the court sentence him to the 120 months, or is it still up in the air?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. This happened in October, so I'm sure there's been, I haven't had a chance to follow up to find out if they have gone back on their decision, or if they're allowing 120 people to serve 1 month prison sentence.
But the court did sentence him to the 120 months.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if that was for sure. I think this person that is offering and trying to get people, I don't know if he's trying to get people, but I would imagine he is. I think he is absolutely amazing and wonderful. Transformational? Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be my argument here, is he didn't just do a transaction. He didn't just send money and say, here, you know, here's this for the boy. And he didn't just say, oh, here's a letter. I think this is not just. He personally involves himself.
Yes.
And transforms the situation. And also transforms himself, probably. Oh. Wow. It's a powerful story, really.